Hello, I will be doing a podcast today, so thank you for tuning in with me. I will be answering question number 3 in my CCR. How did you integrate technologies, software, hardware, and online in this project? So for our project, technology played a massive role in every part of our production, from pre-production planning to the final edit and even how we shared our film. We didn't have access to super fancy film equipment or a professional studio, but that didn't stop us. In fact, we used iPhones to film the entire thing. And honestly, phones are so powerful now that you can get really high quality video just from the device in your pocket. Each one of my teammates, we all ended up using our own iPhone at one point or another. So it was a total of 4 iPhones being used, each different levels of iPhone. Mine is a iPhone 12 mini, and then my friend has a 15, so we got a whole bunch of different levels of iPhones. We experimented with different camera settings on our phones, like using 4K resolution or changing the frame rate depending on the type of scene we were shooting. For example, for slower or more dramatic moments, we might shoot at 24 FPS to give it that cinematic feel. And when we need smoother, more stable shots, we use built-in stabilization or even handheld gimbals if we had access to them at the moment. We used a tripod for one scene, I believe. Sometimes we got creative and used whatever was around us, like I said, a tripod or a stack of books or even holding the phone really steady ourselves to get the shot we wanted. Lighting was another area where we used what we had available. We didn't use professional lighting gear for most of the film. Instead, we used practical lighting like lamps, flashlights, or phone torches to create shadows and mood. We also, in one part of the project, we had one of the actresses use her phone, the light emitting from her phone, to light up her face in the dark room. That really pushed us to think on our feet and adapt in the moment, which honestly improved our problem-solving skills. Once we had all our footage, we moved on to editing, which is where a lot of the real storytelling happened. It took a lot of time to do the editing. We used iMovie and CapCut and I think another one, I can't remember the name of it. Even though we were working with limited tools, we focused on a lot of pacing, especially since it's a thriller. We wanted to build suspense and tension, so we played around with the timing of cuts, slow zoom-ins, and reaction shots to keep the audience on edge. Sound design was huge. We learned pretty quickly that audio can make or break a scene, so we used royalty-free sound effects and music from online libraries, places like YouTube's audio library or other free use sites, and layered those into our scenes. For example, adding a low rumble or a heartbeat sound under a tense moment instantly made it feel more dramatic. We also adjusted volume levels to make sure dialogue was clear and that sound effects didn't overpower important moments. On the tech side, we also used cloud storage like Google Drive to keep all our files organized and share footage with each other. We also used iMessage to message back and forth different shots and scenes. That made collaboration super smooth, especially if we were editing at different times or locations. We could also send, like I said, use messaging apps and share docs to keep track of our shot lists, notes, and editing feedback. That might sound small, but it really helped us stay coordinated and efficient. We also relied on a lot of online resources to actually learn as we went. We watched tutorials on YouTube to figure out how to do certain effects or fix problems we ran into. We'd look up tips on how to shoot scenes in low light or how to color correct or even how to structure a thriller film. The internet basically became our film school during this process, besides our actual media studies class in school. And finally, if we were to release this as a real media product, technology would just be as important for distribution. We'd use platforms like YouTube or Vimeo to release the film, and we could market it on Instagram, TikTok, or even Reddit, or even Twitter, or X as it's called now. Social media is a huge part of how people discover indie films now, especially short films or student projects. Posting teaser clips, character posters, or behind-the-scenes shots could help us reach a wider audience and build interest even before we fully release it. So overall, we integrated technology at every stage of the project. Every step of the way, we use technology some way or another. Software for editing the sound, editing and sound. Hardware like our phones and lighting hacks, and online tools for collaboration and promotion. The cool part is that even without a big budget, we were able to create something we were proud of using everyday tools in really creative ways. So overall, technology was a huge important part of this project, and I learned a lot. So thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a nice day.